Ducks fans were here at the orange carpet ahead of the Anaheim Ducks 2025-26 home opener at Honda Center. We are so excited to get inside for this game against the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight. But before we get inside, we had the chance to catch up with a number of the guys on the orange carpet. All the fans are coming in. The 21st Ducks are also here. But we caught up with a couple of the players before the game. So let's get into all those interviews now. We're here with the first person who's made it to the end of the orange carpet for our interviews here today, Mason McTavish. Mason, seeing all the fans come out for this home opener, how special is it? I mean, you've been a part of a few of these, but this one in particular this year.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, we got a lot of excitement around this year, and obviously the fans have even probably more excitement. So, you know, it's great that they show their support, and we appreciate it a lot.
Signing a couple extra autographs this year after signing your contract, I'm sure. Does that give you some excitement coming into this first home opener?
Yeah, for sure. It's nice to have that out of the way, and I can just focus on hockey. So I'm very grateful for that, and I'm definitely excited to get this home opener going.
Dress code changed this year, but you went with the suit here today. Any thoughts on changing it up from this, or was this the final choice?
Just what I'm used to, so we'll see. I don't know. Maybe I'll put some more thought into it soon, but this is what I'll be going with for now.
Looking forward to getting inside and taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight. As far as just where the team's at already coming into this home opener, do you feel like it's been a couple first good games to get your guys' feet under you?
Yeah, for sure. You know, for myself, I know that I feel like, you know, I got my feet under me. Each game kind of feel better and better, so hopefully I can keep that up, especially with coming in late. But like I said, it's nice to put that behind and just focus on each new game now.
Beckett just walked by. Any words of wisdom for a young rookie doing his first orange carpet and having a night like this?
Yeah, just enjoy it. It goes really fast, so I'd say just enjoy it.
Thank you, Mason. Yeah. We're joined now by a orange carpet first-timer, Beckett Seneca. What do you think about all of this so far?
It's pretty awesome. There's a lot of people here, and yeah, it's exciting.
Was it at all what you expected?
I had no idea what to expect, to be honest. So, yeah, this is just a pretty awesome event they put on.
People are calling your name behind you. Have you ever signed this many autographs before?
No, this is a lot, yeah, for sure. But obviously the fans are kind of super supportive, and that's all you can ask for.
So before this night, obviously the dress code in the NHL has changed, but you opted to go for the suit. How did you pick this out?
They told me I had to wear a suit, so. Yeah, I think for home games, most of the guys are going to go suits, and then on the road, it's a little easier to kind of go with something a little more casual.
Is this a lucky suit at all, or any story behind it?
This is my draft suit. It's the only one that I have, so that's how I picked it up.
Is your family here for this special night?
They are actually in town. Hopefully my mom isn't crying again on TV, so that would be good.
Did they make it out to the carpet? Are they here?
I don't think they're at the carpet. I hope not. Okay. God. Okay, we'll see.
Okay, well, as you come into this evening, home opener, your first home opener in the NHL, what kind of emotions does that give you?
It's pretty exciting. I mean, the fans here are awesome, as you can kind of see. So I'm excited to kind of get that first regular season home opener under my belt and just kind of feed off the energy of the crowd.
Playing against a team like the Pittsburgh Penguins, you're going to be seeing three legends on the other side of the ice. Yeah. Pretty cool moment for you.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, that definitely has kind of crossed my head in the past couple of days. You're about to kind of take the ice with a couple legends that, I mean, I grew up watching. So that's pretty special.
All right. Well, Beckett, good luck tonight. Thanks. Enjoy it. And we'll see you in there.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
We're joined by Jacob Trouba now on the orange carpet. It's your first orange carpet. What was your impression of it as you got to the end of it?
Great. I didn't really know what to expect with all the rain, how this would turn out, but obviously a great turnout, and it's pretty cool.
You signed a couple interesting autographs. Have you ever done that before? Signing a forehead, I guess, in this case.
Forehead's the first. I've never signed a forehead, but yeah, had that one to list, I guess.
With the dress code changing this year, you opted still for a suit. How'd you pick this outfit out?
Just had it in the closet. I don't know, a little bit more relaxed of a suit, I guess. But yeah, I like the new dress code. It's nice.
Did you show up with Kreider?
I did. He probably hurried in there.
He did get inside already. Will you guys be riding together for most games? I know you guys are neighbors now. So.
Yeah, most games we'll probably end up together. Wives and kids will come later, and we'll probably all go home in our separate cars, but I think that's probably the way we're going to do it.
Having your first Ducks home opener tonight, What emotions are you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously new again. It's fresh. I think it's exciting. I've been fortunate enough to play for a couple of years now, and I think always coming into a new situation and having the excitement and the jitters is always exciting.
Also tonight will be Coach Q's debut in front of the home crowd. What have your thoughts been on getting to learn from him so far?
Really good. I think just how he interacts with players, how he runs meetings, just how he carries himself in the rink. I think it's kind of, his resume speaks for itself and what he's accomplished. I think he kind of commands that respect from everyone. And I don't know, you're just kind of always on your toes and aware, and he gets guys ready to go, and I think everybody enjoys playing for him.
You feeling ready for tonight?
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, good luck tonight.
Cool, thank you.
We're joined on the orange carpet now by Mikhail Granlin. It's your first orange carpet, but as we just said, a little similar to maybe some other teams that you've been a part of. What have you thought so far about the evening?
It's been cool. It's a good atmosphere and obviously a lot of people here. So everybody seems to be excited.
How are you feeling going into your home opener debut in front of Ducks fans?
It's awesome. I think we've been playing pretty good hockey, and you know, let's excited. Let's try to make this building a tough place for the other teams. So everybody's excited, and let's get it going.
Morning skate looked a little different this morning, just very structured. Is that something that you guys want to make sure you're doing on game days?
It feels like it's been a lot of the same drills, and we're all getting used to it, and there's always a lot of pace, obviously we need to be in this league, you got to be structured, and so far I'm sure we're going to get better at that, but so far it's been pretty good.
So the NHL dress code changed, and it's a lot more casual this year. How did you decide what to wear for this event?
So something comfy. That's all I care.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We're joined on the orange carpet now by Troy Terry. Green for the event tonight, the home opener. How did you decide on this fit?
I don't know, honestly. My wife helped with that. We went more casual with our dress code, but I decided to just wear a suit, and it seemed fun. Yeah.
You've taken a part in a lot of these orange carpets, but does it still that same excitement? Do you still feel that?
Yeah, just the home opener is always the one you look forward to, and just pulling up even on the street out there, you can see all the people, and just reminds you, you know, how much people love hockey here, and I don't get sick of the orange carpets.
Pretty amazing too this year with all the OC Vibe renovations. It's a different look coming in here.
It is. It's very different. That's a large parking garage over there. It's easier getting off the highway too because I don't have to turn right away. So, yeah.
Troy, as you get ready for a home opener tonight, playing the Pittsburgh Penguins, a team that has some legendary players on the other side, what kind of emotions does this night bring for the team and just rallying around each other, having, you know, all the fans here and everything? It's just a little different.
Yeah, it just feels different. A lot more, just more confidence, it feels like. We're going into games expecting to win, and it's more about us now, just how we play, and it's an exciting night, but just trying to, you know, take less penalties, be more disciplined, just making sure we're using the excitement, but just being in control of the game and ourselves tonight.
Is your family coming tonight?
Yeah, they'll be there. One of my boys, a little late for the younger one, but yeah, they'll be there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Troy. Good luck.
You.
That'll do it for our coverage here at the 2025 Anaheim Ducks home opener on the orange carpet. I'm Alexis Downey. Could not be more excited to get this home opener going, so we're going to get inside now, and thanks for tuning in.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.